This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement has officially entered the Israel-Hamas war. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports that the Houthis have declared on Tuesday that it has fired missiles and a drone at Israel.
The declaration came after Israel's military said it intercepted two objects in separate incidents around the Red Sea. On Tuesday, its military spokesperson said the launch was their third since the conflict began, seeming to confirm that it was behind an incident on October 19th when the U.S. Navy said it had intercepted three cruise missiles over the Red Sea and a drone attack on October 28th, which resulted in blasts in Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reporting. A barrage of Israeli strikes leveled apartment buildings in a refugee camp near Gaza City, and footage showed rescuers pulling men, women, and children out of the rubble. Israel said the strike destroyed a Hamas command center set up in a civilian houses and a network of underground tunnels. The toll from the strikes in Jabalia camp was not immediately known. The Israeli military said a large number of Hamas militants were killed. A Palestinian hospital director said hundreds of civilians were wounded or killed, but did not provide exact figures. Neither side's account could be independently confirmed. French police have opened fire on a woman who threatened to blow herself up and allegedly made death threats and spoke in support of terrorism on a train heading into Paris. The shooting Tuesday is the latest incident in France, which has been on heightened anti-terror alert since a fatal stabbing on October 13th. The Paris prosecutor's office says two police officers together fired 8 shots, seriously wounding the woman. What exactly the woman said is now the subject of a police investigation. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A senior UN official has told the Security Council tens of millions of Ukrainians need humanitarian help under horrendous war conditions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ramesh Rajasingham of the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office notes artillery fire, ground fighting, and airstrikes across Ukraine continue on a daily basis.
The conflict continues to inflict unimaginable levels of suffering.
The war, he says, has displaced 10 million people and
lives are dominated by the constant sound of air raid sirens as unrelenting airstrikes rain down and destroy civilian objects.
Rajasingham says the war is robbing Ukrainian children of education, stability, safety, as well as their hopes for the future.
The mental wounds of the war will undoubtedly affect children well into adulthood.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Dozens of Egyptian volunteers at the Rafah crossing facilitated the movement of aid trucks into Gaza on Tuesday. The office manager of an aid foundation who was at the crossing, Mohammed Rage, said volunteers had been waiting for nearly 15 days, but recognized that the flow of trucks has increased in the last few days. The White House on Tuesday confirmed 66 trucks of humanitarian assistance had entered Gaza in the last 24 hours. The General Authority for Crossings and Borders in Gaza said Egyptian authorities told it that 81 Gazans who were severely wounded will be allowed to enter Egypt on Wednesday to complete treatment. The United States has a food waste problem. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A pair of recent reports from the Environmental Protection Agency show striking numbers on America's problem with food waste. 1/3 of the food produced in the United States is never eaten, and 58% of planet warming methane emitted from U.S. landfills comes from decomposing food. Tackling food waste is a daunting challenge that the U.S. has taken on before. In 2015, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the EPA set a goal of cutting food waste in half by 2030. But the country has made little progress. Some say that reducing food waste requires a big psychological change and lifestyle shift from individuals, no matter what. Researchers say households are responsible for at least 40% of food waste in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chilean and Colombian governments recalled on Tuesday their ambassadors to Israel for consultations after Israel violated international humanitarian law in the Gaza Strip. Chile called for a ceasefire and the passage of humanitarian aid into the zone and said Israel was violating international law. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called the attacks, quote, a massacre of the Palestinian people in a post on social media network X. Other Latin American neighbors such as Mexico and Brazil have recently recalled for a ceasefire as well. I'm Alexis Strope.